In the Syntax Club, there seem to be two kinds of members. There are the fully paid-up members that have everything that you should have, that abide by the rules, that are dressed as they should be, that have their spats and their cufflinks ready to enter the club, fully formally dressed. And then there are somehow sentences that don't quite make the grade. They're the lower class members of the club. If we look at a sentence like, John is sitting up at the table, that, as far as the English language is concerned, is fully paid up. But if we say, John sit at table, somehow that is a reduced form. It's still a sentence. It still carries enough meaning. What kinds of the second-rate kind of sentence do we find? Well, we find them in telegrams, which aren't that common anymore, but they used to be. Players bound for Sydney. Yeah, it's got a subject, players. It's got a predicate, bound for Sydney. And it's got a prepositional phrase at the end. It sort of does it, but not quite. We get them in headlines. Reverend pursues parishioner. You know, it's got a subject, reverend. It's got a predicate, pursues parishioner. But somehow it's not the reverend pursues a parishioner. Something's been missed out. Many of us resort to this kind of pidgin language when we first get into a foreign language. We know enough words, we know enough of the word order, but we don't know some of the fancy bits. What is it that's left? Well, what's left are things like subjects, predicates, basic phrase structure, and what's often missing are the little function words like determiners, sometimes prepositions. And to some extent, those are redundant because we can get our message across, and yet the rest of it is necessary for us to fully enter the language club.